Perfect Features.
Writer Karen Anderson.
When I was 14, I decided that my nose was funny looking. Juggling two mirrors, I would examine my profile, and there it was, plain as the funny looking nose on my face. Not a movie star nose, but a little tipped up number with no dignity or elegance. How humiliating. So, during most of my ninth grade year, I sat in class with my finger holding down the end of my nose. I don't know whether anyone noticed this odd behavior. I do know that it didn't change my nose. And by 10th grade, my nose had been displaced on my list of imperfections. Now I was fretting about the freckles on my face and the braces on my teeth. I didn't like my hair either, which was brown and fine, not blonde and thick like movie stars. It took years, but finally I found some things to like about myself that weren't in the mirror. And then it happened. I was giving a talk, and afterwards a friend asked, "When did you find out you were pretty?" I thanked him for the compliment, but I hadn't found out I was pretty. I had acquired a self and some confidence to go with it. I guess it showed.